Okay. Sorry about that, guys. Not so tech savvy on my end. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and can you guys lead from there, please?
We already did the pledge.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I didn't hear it on my end. Okay. Thank you. I thought I was by myself. So, Cheryl, can I get a roll call then, please?
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla?
Here.
Hillary?
Here.
Jackie? Absent. Rita?
Here.
Rayette?
Here.
Carlene?
Here.
Ellie?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Can we get the others in attendance? Kirk, could you read off everybody on the participation link, please?
Yes, sir. Myself, Hillary Smith, District Office Conference Room. Rita, Kyle Settles, KSDP, Annette Barnett, Cheryl Roof, Chris Lee, Danny and Candace Robb, Dave Nielsen, DJ Emanuelson, Hillary Seifert, King Cove Conference, Lindsay Pinkelman, False Pass, Rayette, and Theo.
Thank you. And King Cove, could you let me know who all you guys have in the room?
Yes, Madam President, we have Amy Mack, Brenda Wilson, and Paul Barker. Thank you.
Thank you. False Pass?
Myself, Ellie, and Mrs. Gatlin.
Thank you. Sandpoint.
We have Jade Gunderson, Sarah Schaefer, Patrick Mayer, and myself, and Austin Roof.
Thank you. Ekutan, are you on?
Yes, I'm here. It's just me, Annette Barnett.
Thank you. Did I miss anybody else? Hearing none, we'll move on to the next item, approval of agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you,
second,
Harlan. I have a motion made by Harlan and is seconded by Carlene to approve the agenda. Can I get a roll call, Cheryl, please?
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rayette? Rayette?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Motion, or Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Cheryl. Next item is the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting, March 22nd of 2022.
Like to make a motion?
Thank you, Harlan.
I'll second it.
Carla. I have a motion made by Harlan and is seconded by Carla to approve the regular meeting minutes of March 22nd of 2022. Can I have a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Carlene?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is public comments on agenda items. This time is set aside for members of the public to comment on any of the agenda items. Please introduce yourself and identify which agenda item you wish to speak on. You will be given 3 minutes to express your comment. This time is set aside for the board to listen and note the comments, not to answer questions. If you have a question or require information from the board, it would be best to speak with the administration after the meeting. Please be respectful of others. It is important to note that during a public meeting, as outlined in BP 9323, no oral presentation shall include charges or complaints against any employee, as there is policy BP 1312 in which complaints can be addressed. Do we have any public comments in online first, please? I don't see anybody. Kirk, do you see anybody?
Lynette Mack.
Yes, Lynette.
Hi, my name is Lynette Mack, and I was just going to comment on the seat that's becoming available. And I think Brad Schneider is a very good candidate for this. And he was also on the ballot the last time there was an election. And if you look at the ballot votes, he was voted for. So obviously he has the support of the community members. And I just think he'd be a very good candidate to support our school district. And I'd really like him to have the opportunity to try that. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynette. Do we have anybody else online, Kirk?
I see no others.
Thank you. Moving on to King Cove. Do you have anybody there for the public?
Madam President, no board, no public comments in King Cove. Thank you.
Thank you. Sam Point.
None at this time.
Thank you. False Pass?
Nope.
Thank you. Ekitan, is there any public comments on agenda items?
No, we're good.
Thank you. Anybody else? Did I miss anybody? Hearing none or seeing none, we'll move on to student reports. I don't believe we have any student reports. Is that correct, Patrick? We don't have any?
I don't believe so.
I think Ellie might have had something.
Oh, did you have something, Ellie? I'm sorry.
Thank you. Ellie?
It's on mute.
Ellie, did you have a student report for us? Well, hearing none, I don't see their, I don't see where they are, but do you see that she's motioning anything that she wants to talk?
She has a paper in her hand. I think she's getting ready.
Okay, thank
Probably
you.
A little shy.
don't know if they know they're muted.
Carlene, can you hear me?
Yeah, she's not going to do that tonight.
Okay, thank you so much. Next item is board reports. I don't think that there is any board reports. Moving on to the next agenda item is superintendent's report. Patrick, could you?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. I have submitted my report as written and included in the packet, and I have nothing else to add unless there are questions.
Thank you. Do we have any board members who has questions in regard to the report to the board by the superintendent, Patrick Mayer?
I got nothing.
This is Carla. Where are we in the hiring for Standpoint now? Are we?
Well, okay. Thank you. That's a good question. So it's really hard out there hiring positions nationwide right now. And I know I attended a job fair. There were 100 candidates on the list. There were three that showed up. I made several cold calls the next day, conducted a few interviews, but had nobody that accepted a position. We've had several people sign contracts and then request that their contracts be pulled. I think there have been a total of three, for sure two. And let's see. I think Hillary Seifert has hit a couple of Texas job fairs. Out of those two, she had one candidate that's still kind of hanging in there. And I know that, so that's a question right now. So that leaves, at least under the current staffing configuration, five positions open: two elementary math, science, and CTE. We did have a principal interview yesterday. Jade was on the committee, as were Paul Barker, Hillary Seifert, myself, and so that person, and Austin Roof was there as well. That person has promise. We'll see tomorrow. I think we'll know tomorrow whether or not they wish to come to the district and be the Standpoint principal, which would be helpful. Everybody agreed that he was a solid candidate. We got a thumbs up for everybody. And then if that were to occur, then he would be able to get going staffing the district from his lane. So anyway, that's where we're at. King Cove is completely staffed, False Pass is completely staffed, and Accutan is completely staffed. So thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other questions?
Nope, nothing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. District correspondence. What do we have for that?
The principal reports.
Oh, thank you so much. We will move on to the next. The business manager's report. We have the current financial report. Dave, is there anything that you want to add to the report?
Thank you, Madam President. I do not have anything to add at this time.
Thank you. Do we have any board members who has questions in regards to our current financial report? I don't see any or hear any. Is that correct? Okay. Can I get a motion to accept our current financial report as presented?
I'll make a motion.
A second.
I have a motion made by Harlan and a second by Carlene to accept our current financials as presented. Cheryl, can I get a roll call, please?
Brad?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to our department reports. A is activities report. Kyle Settles, do you have anything to add to your report?
Hi, this is Kyle Settles. I don't have anything to add to my report unless there are questions from the board.
Thank you. Board members, do we have any questions?
I got nothing.
Thank you. Moving on to B, special education. Hillary Seifert, do you have anything to add to your board report?
Nope, I have nothing further to add at this time.
Thank you. Do we have any board members who has questions in regards to the report?
I got nothing.
Thank you. Hearing none, we'll move on to our technology director. Kirk Feldbauer, do you have anything to add to your report?
No, I have nothing further to add at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Board members, do we have any questions for Kirk?
Again, got nothing. Thank you.
Thank you, Harlan. I'm liking that you're talking because it keeps taking me back to your guys' picture. I appreciate that. Not so tech savvy out here.
Just all the reports are pretty straightforward. They spell everything out in every one of them. So
yes, that is correct. Thank you. Thank you. I totally agree. Moving on to new business, A, AEBSD School Board Seat D, acceptance of resignation. We have Jackie Brandle submitted her formal resignation to the board on March 22nd. We need to accept her resignation at this time.
I make a motion to accept Jackie Brandle's resignation.
Carlene?
I'll second that. Harlan here.
I have a motion made by Carlene and a second by Harlan to accept the resignation of school board seat D. Can I have a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Carla?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. So we have B, the candidate forum. We did have four candidates. We have Brenda Wilson, Jade Gunderson, Theo Chesley, and we did have Bradley Snyder. However, he has rescinded his letter of interest at this time. So we just have the three candidates, Brenda, Jade, and Theo. And we did get some letters of support. I'm not sure what else that we need to talk about with the candidate forum, or we just have to go into executive session to discuss it. Cheryl, I forgot the protocol. Could you?
We're going to give candidates a few minutes to speak if they wanted to.
Thank you, Cheryl. Brenda, would you like to say something?
It was going to be kind of just up to 3 minutes. And those were,
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening all in one. It feels like all in the same. But I just thank you for the opportunity to be able to apply to be a board member again. I was a board member for many years, and I think I did a lot of good things, had a lot of opportunities. I'm sorry I still wear my mask because I have asthma and I'm scared of getting COVID. What is the board's main role? The board's main role is policy and procedure and working with the superintendent. The only personnel issue that they have is the superintendent. The rest of that is taking care of the superintendent, take care of the rest of the staff. I think I have tremendous knowledge of policies that the borough has, and you guys got a really fine board going, and to be a part of it, I think, would be an honor and a very awesome part to be a part of it again. Looking at what's happened just since the beginning of this last quarter, the opening up of the school, kids being all excited, teachers being all excited, I'd like to be a part of that again. And if I get that opportunity, I'll be able to support you in a way that best helps teachers, staff, kids, and parents, and the community that surrounds them. Because they don't do this all on their own. And you, as board members, don't do it all on your own either. You work really hard with your superintendent, your board members, and the rest of the community members. And I think you've got a really good program going, seeing you. I mean, I listen to you on the radio, so I've been following you guys all year long. Looking at the things that you're doing with the curriculum and reviewing your policies, that's so exciting. So if I'm honored to be part of that, then so be it. But thank you for the time and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.
Jade, would you like to say something?
Yes, thank you. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity to apply for a seat on the board. I want to be a part of the school board. I want to be a part of the positive change in our school district. I'd like to make sure the needs of our students and staff are met in our small and large sites. And I think my experience at the school district would help in that capacity, that I did serve all the kids in our district when I worked here. I would love to learn from the board perspective, the relationships that we need to have with our communities to move forward. I think as a board member, I want to be a positive representative to help build those positive relationships with our community and the schools, and be a listener to the parents and the students, and also help guide people through the right channels when issues arise so that they follow proper procedures. And I look forward to having a positive working relationship with the superintendent. I think communication is the most important thing, having open communication and collaborating to make things better for our kids. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. Theo, would you like a chance to speak?
Sure. Good evening. Can you hear me okay? Am I
on? Yes.
Okay. Good evening. Thank you, Madam Chair. And thanks for the opportunity to speak and apply for this position as a board member. First of all, I want to thank the other candidates. I think it's a good field, and I know them both very well. They're very well. And I'm in good company, and I appreciate people wanting to put their time in for the better of the school district and especially the kids. I'm a product of the Aleutian Zeesboro School District. I graduated in 1980 from Nelson Lagoon, smaller site, back when it was Lucian Region School District. So I've been around a long time, 48 years in the district. I'm a big advocate for the smaller schools because I know how important they are to these villages and smaller towns. It's huge. And so I'm a huge advocate for them. And I'm also a big advocate for the larger schools. Every child in this district is important to me. And, you know, I've seen a lot of changes. I know we've been through some struggles for the last few years. COVID has certainly not helped. And there's been just a lot of turmoil in the district from what I can see. I'm not pointing any fingers or anything like that. I just see it. And one of the reasons I do see it is because I go to these towns every day. I travel almost daily to every one of these towns. And I get to be the eyes and the ears of a lot of parents, a lot of children, teachers, administrators. I talk to a lot of them. So I have a pretty good idea of all realms of some of the problems that we're having. I see a lot of positive out there. And I want to work on that positive and try to use communication as our best tool. I think that's really the key. And if I get on the board, you know, I'm not into any huge agendas, but I want to be a team player. And I want to work with the administrators, the teachers, and we're going to have to listen to the parents and just try to make this overall program work as best as it can be. We've had a lot of great years, and I think we can have some more. But my number one worry is the children's best interest. That's what I want to concentrate on. So I appreciate your time. Like I said, the other candidates are fabulous. I think the board's doing a good job. Everybody's trying as hard as they can, but, you know, we've had problems with the pandemic, so we got to try to regroup and see where we can go. So I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So next item is executive session and the board discussion regarding seat D. Can I get a motion to go into the executive session, please?
I'd like to make a motion to
executive session for the seat D consideration.
I'll second that.
I have a motion made by
one question, Rita. Oh,
yes.
Are they going to email us the executive session numbers?
We're going to move into a, a breakout session.
Hillary, did you hear that? Moving out to a breakout session?
Yep. Don't think I'm not able to. Let's see if I can do this. Hey, do you remember? Is the computer ready?
Does it move me into the executive session?
Yes, one second. We're going to have to log Cheryl in. She's not logged in at the moment. And so right now we don't have a host. So she's going to, Austin's helping her right this second. Hold on one second here.
Thank you.
Are you logged in right now?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem like I have the host, by the way it's behaving.
Yeah. Just a second, right?
Okay. I'll be back here. Yeah, I'll be back in Sadie's office, I believe.
Are we all back in?
Sorry, Harlan, we're back.
Thank you, Harlan. Carlene, are you back as well?
Sure. Yeah. Sure I am.
Thank you, Rayette.
I'm here.
Thank you. And Harlan, you guys are on, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Thank you. So I had a motion made by Carlene and a second by Harlan to go into executive session at 7:35. Cheryl, can I have a roll call for that, please?
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
And is Ellie still there?
Yeah.
Ellie?
Piping hot.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Can I get a motion to come out of executive session at 7:55?
Move to come out of the executive session at 7:55.
You and Harlan.
I have a motion made by Carlene and a second by Harlan to come out of executive session at 7:55. Can I get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Rayette?
Did you say Carlene?
I said Rayette.
Oh.
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The board would like to thank all the candidates for the letters of interest. We were very pleased with the letters of interest that we received, and we look forward to seeing some new names, everybody's names on October 1, possibly. Thank you very much.
I nominate Jade Gunderson for seat D.
This is Hillary. I'll second.
Carlene nominated Jade Gunderson for seat D, and I have Hillary second. Can I have a roll call, please, for that, Cheryl?
Harlan?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Congratulations, Jade. For school board seat D.
That's
okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we have you do the oath of office, please?
I think so. Yeah, sure.
I, Jade Gunderson, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and that I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially discharge my duties as a school board member to the best of my ability.
Thank you, Jade, and welcome again.
Thanks.
Next item is the fiscal year 23 counseling. And this is informational. Patrick, do we have anything to discuss on this?
Well, we had a discussion earlier today, Madam President, and so I don't know to what degree you want me to go back over that. Why don't I just say, so one of the purposes for this is just to kind of get an idea, because it's not always clear the desire of the board if they want to leave these items in the budget, which are currently in the budget with the exception of the human resources piece. So why don't I just kind of discuss the cost. The board members that were able to attend the work session today were able to ask questions of the counselor and our curriculum person. But currently, the budget, $49,000, last year we paid these are not, they're referred to in here as positions. These are really service providers. They aren't district positions. And so the budgeted amount is as a service provider. So for the counselor currently in the budget, as in last year, there's $69,000 ascribed to that, $49,000 of which is general fund money, and $20,000 of which is grant money. Now, in the past, Eastern Aleutian Tribes slash Mr. Mueller, CEO Mueller, have provided some a component of that. What is $69,000? We had a lengthy discussion about services when I was in Anchorage talking before the Alaska Fisheries Board on Proposal 282. And so where it was left is that was COVID money that supported the position, and he would take it under advisement as to whether, the request would be considered for somehow Eastern Aleutian Tribes, being involved in this position with, again, the understanding that the money that had supported this in the past was COVID money. So I guess we just need some indication, because Mr. Nielsen needs to be able to either leave it in the budget or not leave it in the budget. I spoke today, Lindsay spoke today, this is firmly embedded in the strategic plan as it currently stands, as is the curriculum position, which is an important aspect. I think along the way, how it ended up in there is because it was recognized that it was an important piece that was missing in the district that we did not have for many years. So I guess there was documents that were provided to the board so that they could see, in a general sense, what the counselor position does. And Lindsay is available here tonight if there are any questions for her. And if anybody, requires me to say anything else, of course, I'm here as well.
Thank you. Is there any questions in regards to the fiscal year 23 counseling? Hearing and seeing no board members have questions, this is informational, so we will move on to the next line item is the fiscal year 23 curriculum. And this would be the same thing, Patrick, you guys talked about it in the workshop today.
Absolutely. And there is an accompanying document for the counselor position, not the counselor position, the curriculum position. It is, again, part of the strategic plan. The dollar amount is different, though, that we have budgeted in there, $21,600. It's 9 months, and there are some very high-quality processes that Melanie has put together. Lindsay, very experienced counselor all the way elementary through secondary. The same with Melanie. She was the curriculum director in the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District. Both of those are a pretty small amount of money for what we get out of them, and they're filling some pretty important gaps within our school district processes. So that particular amount is $21,600, which is $100 an hour for what she provides for us. So again, if there are any questions, Melanie is here to answer any.
Thank you. Board members, do we have any questions for Melanie or Patrick?
Got none.
Thank you. Seeing none, hearing none, we will move on to the next item, H, fiscal year 23 human resources. And this was talked about in the workshop today as well. Patrick, would you like to give us a little briefing, please?
Yes, there currently is no money built into the budget for 23 for this. I included a document. We had procured these services for a very specific purpose. And in the process of that, I had asked her to provide me with just kind of an analysis of what a human resources department would look like and some things that we would take under advisement and consideration. And so she provided that document to me, and I must admit that I was a little surprised at the extent to which the list was made up of. So I do think it is something that we should address. I don't know that it's an ongoing expenditure, but certainly there are some, we've plugged many holes that did not exist here for many years. The examples I gave today were job descriptions, salary schedules, things that are really very important. Also, she came up at my request with a list that I had already started, but just of reference check questions. So I think there's some value to this. There wasn't a dollar figure that was built into the budget. We had thrown $36,000 out there, but again, you don't really know. You pick kind of a magic number, and then you build accordingly based on the amount of work that is actually completed. So I just felt like I would be remiss if I didn't bring, formal documentation to the board so that you guys could see it and some of the things that are under consideration with each of these positions. The other two are built into the budget. This one is not. So unless there are questions from the board, you have the document that I provided. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Patrick. Do we have any board members with questions in regards to the human resources fiscal year 23? Hearing none and seeing none, we will move on to the next item under new business. I, the second reading of the fiscal year 23 budget. Can I get a motion to put it on the floor for its second reading, please?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Thank you, Harlan. I have a motion made by Harlan and a second by Carlene to put the fiscal year 23 budget on the floor. Cheryl, can I get a roll call, please?
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rayet?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on the fiscal year 23 budget?
I would like to say something. This is Hillary.
Go ahead, Hillary, please.
Okay, Dave, we got it on the floor for the second reading. I'd still like to see some more changes made. Right now, we got it down to $300,000 on asking the borough, and maybe before our next meeting, if we can sit down and talk with the borough and see what they're looking at. We could show them our declining enrollment, how much other things are going to cost, and see what we can work out. But to go and bring a budget to the floor and try to approve it and adopt it when the money is uncertain, and $300,000 from the borough, I'd like to, maybe we can have a joint meeting or go to one of their meetings and talk to them about it and see what they say. And then also with the positions and different places we're cutting in our staffs and our schools, you know, I'd like to see if we could keep them, but, you know, I have to see what the numbers come out. So there's just different avenues there. And then another thing that I was wondering is on the counselor position, you have it in the budget for $49,000, and then you said you're going to get $20,000 from a grant. So that $20,000 grant, how are you writing that in to pay that position for that amount of money? And that $20,000, can we put that in the classrooms for different teachers or aides or anything? Those are my questions. Thanks.
This is Carla. I know $10,000 of that is from the Indian Ed monies that has been budgeted for the school counselor.
Dave, would you like to add anything to that?
Thank you, Madam President. Yes, those are very good observations, and I appreciate that, Hillary. And I did send an email to the borough administrator outlining exactly what you just stated, the decline in enrollment and how it affects the district. And allowing for a little more time will also maybe give us the opportunity to see if the BSA is adjusted by the state, which will greatly benefit the district in terms of state funding and greatly reduce the amount that might be required from the borough. In terms of the counseling, the actual contract amount is $69,000, and it's reduced $20,000 based on prior years. I don't write the grants. I just utilize the grants as they come to me. So I can't speak to where the money might be used in other locations. And in terms of us staffing, there have been no cuts in staffing. There's only one teacher position that is being repurposed. And I agree, if further discussion would be beneficial. The only issue being meeting the timeline of getting an adopted budget to the borough, I believe by June 15th, and then the district is required to submit the budget on the state's template by July 15th, which has to be approved by the borough prior to being submitted. I appreciate the comments very much.
Thank you, Dave. Do we have any other comments? In regards,
I have a question. Yeah. I have a question.
Go ahead, Jade.
Maybe you have all covered it the last time during your first reading. For false pass under health insurance, it's budgeted for FY22 $14,000 and then $45,000 for FY23. Why the $31,000 jump? I don't see a lot of jumps otherwise. So I was trying to think, was it staff? But I don't see that. So is that? That the other schools never went up that much.
Through the chair, this is Dave. The reason for the disparity or the difference is due to the fact that when the FY21 budget was developed, it was based on the cost of one employee. The staffing has changed. we're now insuring a full family. So that's the reason the difference in the premium cost. And it's very noticeable because it's a small site with just one person and family being covered.
Okay, thank you.
And I also heard somebody else had a comment. Maybe Rayette, was that you?
I had a question. So when, Dave, you said we repurposed one teacher position, can you tell me what that position was that's repurposed?
I'll refer to the superintendent for that question.
Okay. Thank you.
Are we talking about the SPED position, Dave, or which position are we talking about?
Through the chair, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so the caseload, and I'm going to hand off to Hillary here a little bit. The caseload at Sandpoint School does really not warrant two full-time special education positions. It just doesn't. And so we have another mechanism to meet the students' needs that is perfectly acceptable based on those caseloads. Hillary, would you jump in here a little bit and talk about that?
Sure. So I presented in a couple months ago my board report just that our across the district our special ed population has declined quite a bit. We only have about 36 kids throughout the district, and so there's been a disparity between King Cove and Sandpoint, having one teacher covering pre-K through 12 in King Cove and one and a half or two-thirds a position in Sandpoint. And typically the secondary position has held a caseload between 10 and 12 kids, and that's declined to about half that. And so the numbers just really don't warrant that other two-thirds position. So we've talked about some different creative solutions on how we would absorb that caseload into the other staff members in the special ed department.
Thank you.
So So my question then would be, so how is, I hate to see cutting these positions. I mean, how are we planning on serving those kids? Are we planning on giving them direct services with paraprofessionals, or is that something that the SPED teacher is going to be able to provide? Because I think it does a disservice personally to students who are receiving services if we, especially in high school, if we're having paraprofessionals providing those direct services or support to those students.
Do you want me to address that, Patrick?
Well, I mean, I guess I would say in special education, the caseload drives the staffing. And so there sometimes is a perception that you're losing a position, but it's not really a loss of a position. It's a, it doesn't mean that if we had 20 more kids come back that were in need of services next year, that we wouldn't seek to fill that position, even though special ed teachers are very hard to find. But it's all based on caseload. And 15 students is not a high number for a caseload. That's actually a very reasonable, and I would say on the lower end. I've been places where they had 30 kids on a caseload. That's a high number. And of course, it depends on the nature of the student and what their services are. But it's not protecting a position, quote. It's based on the caseload and whether the students, I mean, I have been in larger districts where we have served student needs with paraprofessionals very successfully, and it did not do a disservice to the students in terms of their IEPs. So feel free to jump in, Hillary.
So, you know, one of the fortuitous things that we have in the district really is a reading specialist who's also a SPED certified teacher. So that would be one of the options that we're considering for direct services. And also training paraprofessionals, and really paraprofessionals deliver services, you know, throughout the programming and building standpoint. And without going into specifics of caseload needs, which I don't think is appropriate in a public meeting, all of the services will be met. I will ensure that the service needs are met, the minutes are met, and that we do have highly qualified people. Like I said, we'll have two SPED certified people in Sandpoint build in the building, three with the new hire. So we definitely have the staff within Sandpoint School to cover the services.
Thank you. Rayette, does that answer your questions?
Yes. Yeah, it does.
Thank you. Is there any other questions in regards to the fiscal year 23 budget, the second reading?
I had a question, Rita Harlan here.
Go ahead, Harlan.
I was just checking on the maintenance supervisor for both King Cove and Sandpoint. It looks like we're creating a position there. Or what's going on there, Dave?
Chair, no, we're not creating a position. We're just changing how we have been coding it. We had been coding one site as a manager and one site as just a staff member. And we're just truing it up. So they're both being reported, the head maintenance position being reported on the same line. So that's why it looks kind of weird.
Yeah, it looks, and I see King Cove is a 10,000 increase versus Sandpoint, which is only a 3,000 increase with that position being created. Or
it's what the mistake through the chair, it's the difference in the individual wage amount.
Yeah.
There's a
yeah, got you. That was all I had. Thank you.
Thank you, Harlan.
Rayette, I have one more question on the budget.
Go ahead, Rayette.
I noticed that there's no budget, well, on FY22 nor FY23 for our bus and equipment. I mean, there is for like the drivers and all of that other stuff, but for bus and equipment, and I can't imagine that King Cove's bus is in grand condition. I mean, maybe it is, but I know the bus here is not in great condition, and it needs some maintenance, like lots of maintenance, I believe. And so I'm just wondering why there's no budget for equipment for the bus. Or is that what supplies covers?
Through the chair, the supplies covers the day-to-day maintenance. If we're talking about something major, then I would need to be directed to include that in the budget. However, I'd also then be asking how it's going to be paid for. And at this point, the only way we would probably be able to do that is either ask the borough for additional funding, or if it's a critical situation, we do have the ability to use, some fund balance in order in the area of transportation that we could use, but that's kind of a last resort because that is a limited resource, and when it's gone, it's gone. Equipment would be if we were going to purchase a new bus. That's what equipment would be.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Any other questions?
Uh, I guess we touched on it earlier in the work session where everybody brought up the heating fuel and electricity. That's just going to be an unknown is all we could do, I guess.
So, that's a shot in the dark, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know. Is it going to go up? Is the war in the Ukraine going to end? Is it going to go down? It really is a best guesstimate at this point. Dave, did you want to add anything to that? It's a great question.
Thank you, through the chair. No, I think that covers it. It's a very difficult thing to throw a dart at this point.
Yep.
Thank you. Any other board members? So at this time, it is an action item for the second reading, fiscal year 23 budget. Would anybody like to make a motion to accept the budget as presented? So hearing none.
Motion to accept it, does that mean that the... That's my question. I just wanted to know if there's a motion, then that means that we accept the budget as it is, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
So hearing no motion for accepting the second reading of the fiscal year 23 budget, we will have to move it to our next meeting for a third reading of the fiscal 23 budget, but keep in mind with Dave's dates of adopting by June 15th and July 15th. We will have to definitely keep those in mind. Next item on our agenda is the fiscal year 23 district calendar.
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion made by Harlan.
This is Hillary, I'll second.
I have a second by Hillary. A motion was made by Harlan, a second by Hillary, to accept the fiscal year 23 district calendar. Cheryl, can I have a roll call, please?
Jade?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Rayette? Rhett?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next item is scholarship rubric.
Or three.
Rita, we changed it. We changed it a little bit. Can you read it out? I think it was presented to the email to the board to look it over, but I think we just have to accept it now. But can you read the couple changes that we made? Cheryl, please.
Yeah, I didn't change anything since the workshop. Do you mind if I use your to read the? Do you want me to? Thank you. Do you want me to read the mission statement?
Yes, please.
Okay. The mission statement for the AEBSD Scholarship Committee. AEBSD, in partnership with the AEB, provides financial assistance to graduates from our district in order to encourage them to pursue lifelong learning opportunities. And so there were a few changes to the rubric, giving points for complete and incomplete or submitted and not submitted. And if they meet the requirements, and it won't be rated on a scale because we support all of our graduates when they are accepted with their accomplishments into a higher learning institution.
So I guess this is Carla. I'd like a clarification. If their application is incomplete, are you still giving them a scholarship?
Well, it's stated that we want, you know, of course, we want them to be able to turn in all of their requirements, but if they happen to not turn in one of them, it says in the rubric that they might not be awarded a full scholarship. It might be like the half scholarship or the lower. I don't know if it's if we know how much that is yet.
So you don't have a point system in here saying if they have this many points or you're allowed so many points, and if you have 0 to 2 points, you get half
here to the last sentence here. Applicants must score at least three to be considered for a scholarship. Oh,
okay. I didn't read that part earlier.
That's
the okay.
Do we have any other questions in regards to the scholarship rubric? I myself am happy to see that it is stated that they must be full-time students. That is definitely a big thing for me, that it should be stated. Is there any other discussion on the scholarship rubric?
I guess I just have a comment that I don't know of any scholarships that allows them to be incomplete to get a scholarship. I think it's a pretty basic application process. That would be my only comment, that I have not seen other scholarships that considered incomplete applications.
Thank you, Jade. That is correct. They do not. Most places do not accept them. And we do want to encourage our students to apply themselves to filling it out completely. We want to encourage that for sure. But yeah, I totally agree. So can I get a motion to accept the scholarship rubric as presented, or do we have any more discussion?
I have one more question. I see that you guys changed the date to May 20th, whereas before we had it at least June 1st, and then we changed it to June 30th because we weren't getting any transcripts.
Ria, you want to comment?
We did have a discussion on that, and it was because it has to do with like the internal processing of the scholarship monies through the district and how that gets awarded, if I remember correctly. And that's why it was May 20th. And I remember previously even when I was in school, we received the scholarship awards during graduation. But I know what you're saying, but I don't think they required our transcripts. But I understand what you're saying is like a lot of times you might not, you don't have an official transcript, but right now the, like the universities in Alaska, your semester ends at the end of April. And so your transcript will be available by mid-May. That's in Alaska. I don't know anywhere else though.
And I do know with out of state on quarterly, they do not get over with until June. So, and we have had many students in our district go out of state and theirs is not there. If it is a quarter or a semester, it is not until June. So that would be hard for those students to meet that May 20th deadline. But at least though, I'm assuming that just the completed and signed application may work. And the only thing that would be holding that up would be the current transcripts that maybe they could just, is that possible? If we're saying this May 20th deadline, could they omit that piece of transcripts and then send it soon as they get it, but have all the other recommendations, the requirements all completed? Is that doable?
When I was thinking about it, maybe even submitting, they could submit a letter or statement saying, I have not received my transcripts at this time. They will be available on such and such date, and then be able to send them in at that time. Because then that way, at least we're, you know, getting the paperwork in at the time where it's helpful for our district staff, and then also supporting our students while they are completing their semester.
That sounds good. So Carla, is that okay with you?
Yeah. It's fine.
That answers your questions?
Well, I mean, we have an asterisk by GPA is not necessarily impact your scholarship. So, I mean, with that in there, I'm assuming that it would be fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, we figured if they have an acceptance letter from a college or, you know, a trade school, or, and if they have got an accepted already, so this school has, you know,
you can go for your final
said that your GPA time. So far, or your unofficial transcripts are, it's good enough for them. So I think it should, like, even a letter of acceptance is kind of saying that they just want to pursue, you know, their education. And, you know, so what if somebody has a lower GPA? I don't think that should be a factor of, if, you know, them getting a scholarship if they're already accepted into a school.
Thank you.
I have one last comment, if I may.
Go ahead.
I remember when working here, why we're moving towards having rubric was because prior to that, they were dividing the money equally across the board, regardless of GPA or what they were completing each semester. And I think there should be some value and range for someone who gets a 3.8 or a higher GPA to someone who gets a 2.5, although they're both accepted to school. I think we should be saying that your higher achievement should be acknowledged through your scholarship, as most scholarships are. But I mean, that's what I thought we were moving towards back then. Not saying that other people wouldn't get a scholarship, just saying that there was value to the effort someone put in to get, you shouldn't get exactly the same as the person who didn't get a 2.5 or a 3.0 or above or something. But that's just from history, what I recall while here.
That is correct, Jade. Our scholarship committee changes every year, and that is what was honored before. We very much felt, the previous committees felt, that if somebody did have a higher GPA, that we want to acknowledge that and give them a little bit more for their academic excellence, I guess. But that is what we have, is it does change our scholarship committee changes every year. And this year we have Arlene, Rayette, but we all have Lindsay. Lindsay Pinkelman is the only constant in our committee. Lindsay, is there anything that you would like to add to the scholarship rubric discussion?
Hi. Yeah, I think out of what the conversation during this round of committee members that I had just suggested was that there be some sort of mission statement for the scholarship, so that as a board, everybody was in agreement about what criteria or what the vision of it would be, so that every year the process stays the same. The committee just comes in and organizes it based on one set criteria per year. So, you know, I think this is the second year we've gone through a process of creating rubrics as maybe a measuring tool for the applicants. And as you start seeing them come through and you have different people on the committee, it might be a good idea going into next year to, like I said, create that internal document that has what the board, wants to see. And I think you saw maybe an added mission statement to this application, and that was basically the start of what the motto or the mission of the scholarship is going to be for the board. So I guess that would be my recommendation, is just create consistent criteria, so it's not a long process up front to get it organized and created and delivered every year.
Thank you, Lindsay.
I have another thing to add. So one of the other conversations that we talked about is that there are some students that are going to like higher level schools that and taking harder classes, say, than maybe somebody else. And so that was one of the other things in consideration when we were talking about the GPA. And if you do have a student who's taking, you know, maybe a few higher level, harder classes, or maybe they're going to a different type of school that has, I want to say higher expectations, but I don't think that's the right word. And so that was one of the things that we were considering as well while we were talking about, like, how do we stick a GPA? Well, when we say that they're in good standing, you know, the colleges said, yes, they're in good standing. And so instead of punishing people for taking harder classes, we wanted to make sure that we were continuing to support that. So I don't know if that makes a difference to anyone or not, but that was kind of the train of thought back there. I do think maybe in the future, the whole board needs to work on the rubric, and then and we can find a good balance as a group so that we don't have to change it every year, and that we can have something that's consistent and that, you know, students know what's expected year after year. So, but that's all I have.
Thank you, Rayette.
This is Carla. I just have one more comment. As our reading levels and our math levels continue to rise, I would think our expectations would be a little bit higher.
Thank you, Carla. And I didn't really look at the application, but last year, I remember when it was posted, it was posted as like a higher education scholarship. And I was surprised when I, you know, learned that we did give out scholarships to AVT people as well. So we want to make sure that that is kind of written in there, that it has to, just so it's known across the board that, you know, if you are attending a vocational training for a certificate versus a community college or a university, that you can still apply, that we want to be fair to everybody and make sure that that is posted on the application as well as the posting, the actual, the document itself, if we could make sure that that is added onto it, or at least the posting, please. Does that make sense?
One more comment.
Yes, Jade.
As far as the vocational in the past, it came up too, was that they're going at a one-time program and they always divided the money up into semesters, but it makes sense to give those students a one-time payment because their program, maybe they're not going to a four-year program. There's a 9-month program, but it's, you know, that's they're moving into a career after that. So that should be honored too. I don't know if that's noted, if you guys have talked about that.
Yeah, because a lot of their courses are only 4 to 6 months.
Correct. And those are kind of like internal things that we, you know, we may not see on our end when we see the scholarship. But I just want to make sure that we have that noted when we post, that we're fair across the board. That it's not just for, how you say, like the higher education for a university or a community college, that a certificate for a 4-month program or a 6-month program is just as much could be rewarded a scholarship from our school district. And that could be as easy as making sure it's on, you know, on our posting. Is there any other discussion with the scholarship rubric? Would anybody like to make a motion to accept the scholarship rubric as presented? So hearing no motion for accepting our scholarship rubric, when is our app? So that'll change the dates then. So are we wanting to go back to our scholarship committee and make a couple of changes? Is that what I'm, I guess, not hearing from the board? By not accepting it?
Workshop. Maybe we need to have a workshop to workshop this and then have a special meeting to accept it. So that we can get it out there to the students.
Yeah, sure. I agree with Riet. So I mean, so we're all happy with the rubric.
I won't be available till after May 2nd, but I don't need to be in there if the rest of the board wants to meet so we can get the work done.
So
This is Hillary. I won't be available till after May 2nd either.
My only hang up is the incomplete application. I understand that the late transcripts due to different ending of different programs as far as being incomplete. Otherwise, I think the kids and young adults should be able to complete our semi-basic application because they're doing it for all the other places. That is pretty much, they're just duplicating what they've done for other places. So I don't think it should be incomplete, should be accepted other than the late transcripts.
So Jade, would you like to make a motion with accepting our scholarship rubric with the changes of the incompletion?
Not necessarily. But I but as far as your timeline, the timeline goes, we don't want to hang up getting your getting the application out.
Yeah, we can't wait till after May 2nd to send out.
Yeah.
Yeah, my hang up too is the income. If the application is incomplete, it should not be accepted at all.
Yeah.
Other than the transcripts. I mean, it's a very, very basic application.
Yeah.
There is nothing on there that you shouldn't be able to provide other than transcripts.
So when we were actually discussing it, it wasn't that nobody, that incomplete meant that they didn't fill it out properly. I think that's what our thought was, like, that would be the incomplete, as if they didn't have the transcripts. Am I wrong, Carlene and Lindsay? Wasn't that our discussion, what incomplete meant? So I guess it's just, so it's gray. The area is gray.
Yeah, that's Hillary.
I have a comment.
Go ahead, Hillary.
Okay, I know on our applications, it's a pretty easy application to turn in, and incomplete shouldn't be on there because we only have the three different steps, right? You have your transcripts, you have your, if you just got out of school, you have two letters of recommendations. If you're in college, you only need one letter of recommendation, and then your acceptance letter. Is that one of those three things that are on there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion to approve the scholarship with the amended of taking out the word incomplete. They can have unofficial transcripts, but not incomplete applications.
I did change it in there, and instead of it, I mean, well, when she sent it to me, I tried to reword it, saying, like, if any of the requirements weren't turned in, if you didn't turn in any of your, then that may result in a not a full scholarship, but. Because I didn't really like how that sounded either. Like, if you turned in three requirements, then you're still, you know, in the running for a full scholarship when you know, when your classmate right here worked harder and got everything finished and still is, you know, being considered for a full scholarship. But I don't know if that's, if it ever got changed. Does that sound right? Or failure to complete all the requirements. And then again, like we were saying, I mean, before the date, we pretty much know all these kids. And if they haven't completed something, we would say, you know, okay, you don't have this. So-and-so, you don't have this. Can you, you know, turn this in, turn that in? I think that's what Riette and I were talking about too. So like if somebody hadn't turned in their, you know,
That same wording was on the previous rubric as well. So it was just kept on there from the previous year. That's just how it was worded the previous year.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, this is the last rubric from last year. Complete, incomplete. So they just kind of, instead of having a scale of 1 to 2 to 3 points, they just put 0 or 1. So they just didn't remove that.
We do have a motion on the floor by Hillary to approve the scholarship rubric with the amendment of taking out incomplete application without the exception of the transcripts. Did I say that correctly, Hillary?
Don't the transcripts,
yes, you did, Rita.
Don't the transcripts come from the school? Like the school has to mail the transcript. For it to be
maybe on the next form, it can say when you're expecting them.
Or just the most current, even if it's last semester.
Do I have a second for Hillary's motion to approve the rubric? Rayette, was that you?
Yeah, it was me.
Thank you. I have a motion made by Hillary and a second by Rayette to approve the scholarship rubric with the amendment of taking out incomplete application without the exception of the transcripts. Can I get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rayette? Rayette?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The next item under new business is graduation. And this was talked about in the workshop today. Patrick, could you give us a little briefing on it, please?
You know, we did have that discussion. If I was just going to paraphrase, and then I'm going to defer to both Paul and DJ, it's pretty much business as usual with the graduation. We're on track. The dates are changed or not changed. For gosh sake, the dates aren't changed. And the dates are the same as are on the calendar. And, and the sites are actively starting to, prepare for graduation. It's not too early. And so I want to emphasize one time more, the dates are not changed. They're the same as on the calendar. So Madam Board Chair, you might want to call on Paul and DJ just to kind of give a very brief update.
Thank you. Paul, can you give an update on the King Cole graduation, please?
Sure, I'd be happy to, Madam President. So yeah, as in the workshop from this afternoon, graduation here is on track. I've had three very productive meetings with the senior advisor, Mr. Mack. Materials have started to arrive. We've inspected them for damage, made sure that nothing is broken. All the decorations aren't here yet, but they've started to come in, which is very great. We're very excited. Programs are being planned to be created. Everything is on track. I have no reason to believe that graduation here won't be anything less than a normal, wonderful event that it is. So happy to take questions from any members of the board on the graduation here in King Cove. It's scheduled for May 11th, which is Wednesday. at 6 o'clock. So any questions, I'm glad to take from the board. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Does any board members have questions in regards to the King Cove graduation that is set for Wednesday, May 11th?
Nothing here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. DJ, can you give us an update on the Sandpoint graduation, please?
Sure. excuse me. Yeah, ours is set for Friday, May 13th. It is, it's on schedule. All the kids are on track. All our seniors. Miss McMillan and I, even though she's close up, we were to the script today. All of our decorations have been ordered. Program are, you know, pink. Everything looks good. Nothing outstanding to report.
Thank you, DJ. Does anybody have any questions in regards to the Sandpoint graduation that is set for May 13th, Friday?
No questions.
Thank you, DJ. Moving on to our next item is special education hearing and vision screening toolkit purchase. Patrick, can you give us a briefing on this, or is this a Hillary?
Madam Board Chair, this would be a Dr. Seifert topic. Thank you.
Thank you. I am requesting approval from the board to purchase two hearing and screening combo toolkits for King Cove and Sandpoint School for the referral process. And as I discussed in the workshop, we do have grant funding that will cover these expenses.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions?
Yeah. If I just wanted to make comment, I know I wasn't there at the workshop today, but Head Start, each of our sites have these screening kits, and they are so simple to use. It just minutes on learning how to use them. And we have caught multiple vision referrals and also hearing referrals with them. It would be a huge benefit to the district to invest in them. Thank you.
Thank you, Rayette. Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, can I get a motion, please?
I'll make a motion to approve the purchase of the hearing and vision screening toolkit.
I'll second that.
A second.
This is Hillary. I'll second.
I have a motion made by Jade and a second by Harlan to purchase the two kits for the special education hearing and vision screening toolkit. Cheryl, can I have a roll call, please?
Hillary?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next item is personnel. A, new hires. We have a new hire of James Daniels as of April 2022, a teacher in King Cove. Can I get a motion to approve?
This is Hillary. I'll make a motion to approve
the hire of James Daniels.
I have a motion made by Hillary and a second by Rayette to approve the new hire of James Daniels for King Cove. Can I have a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Ellie?
They left. She went home.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next item is public comments on non-agenda items. This time is set aside for public comments in which the public can speak about non-agenda items. You will be given 3 minutes to express your comment. This time is set aside for the public to provide input on their views and concerns. Matters commented on by the public will not be debated during this time. The board does not take action on non-agenda items. The comment will be noted and taken under advisement. Again, if your comment is a question, it will be noted and responded to at a later date. Please be respectful of others. It is important to note that during a public meeting, as outlined in BP 9323, no oral presentation shall include charges or complaints against any employee, as there is policy BP 1312, in which complaints can be addressed. Do we have any public comments in Sandpoint?
No.
Thank you. King Cove?
Nope.
Thank you. Do we have any public comments in Falls Pass?
Nope, just me here.
Thank you. Ecutan, is there any public comments?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any public comments online? Kirk, do you see anything that I don't see? I don't see anything, but could you please check?
Katie Ball.
I do see Katie. Do you have your hand up?
Yeah, I do. I just had one quick thing that I know a lot of teachers here in King Cove talk about, and I don't really know the process for this, but I think it does need to be out there. I know I've talked to a couple board members about it, but we have a very big attendance issue here in King Cove. I have a student who's, I have students that not only have 20, not 30, not 40, but upwards of 70 absences. We don't have a policy to really do anything about that, to hold students back or to hold families accountable. Not that I've seen any way. If someone can direct me to that, I would love to, love to put that to use. And then us teachers just have to worry about the effect that has on us. As you guys look at test scores, and as we look at, our own evaluations, that does need to be considered. And then just the impact that it has on our entire class. I know I only have 7 kids in here, but when one kid's gone, I have to cut lessons short to try to get a kid caught up. And it has a really big impact on a lot of things. So, again, I don't know the whole process for this, but I think it does need to be said multiple times that something does need to be done about it. With the bottom line being that it's in the best interest of the kids, because that's what we're all here for.
So thank you, and I just wanted to put that out there.
Thank you, Katie. Do we have any other public comments on non-agenda items? Okay, I don't see any. Did I miss anybody?
I see no others.
Thank you, Kirk. Harlan, you guys are good in Sandpoint?
Yes.
Thank you. Next item is board comments. I will go down the list. Rayek, do you have any board comments?
I just want to thank all the staff working in the district at the for all the hard work that they do to keep our schools running and keep the kids going. I know we're losing a lot of staff in Sandpoint and King Cove, and then even in Accutan, we're losing staff there too. And just know that everybody's hard work is really appreciated. And I will miss them, and hopefully we'll be able to fill those shoes. Thank you.
Thank you, Rayette. Hillary, do you have any comments?
I just have a question. Do we got to extend our meeting since it's after 9?
I did look, and it does say 10 p.m.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Hillary. Carlene?
Just wanted to say welcome to Jade.
Thank you, Carlene. Carla?
Yeah, I wanted to say thank you to Jackie for her service on the board. Her input was really helpful many times. Welcome to Jade. I look forward to working with her. And then I had a question about your teacher in King Cove that's retiring after 30 years. Is there something going on for her or plaque or something?
I sure hope so.
Yeah, everybody is.
With respect to the board, if you would like me to address that, I'd be happy to.
Yes, please.
Yeah, we're just going to give her the keys to the building. I mean, she's unbelievable. She's unbelievable. Yeah, we have quite a bit that we're doing for Annette to celebrate her. As long as you all swear yourself to secrecy, I don't mind sharing just a little bit. We have an alley drum that Marty Newton here is kind of piloting to get made here in the town. We have a plaque that's going to be engraved with a thank you. And then my favorite piece of it is there's a little journal that's going all around the state that's going to be filled with messages from all of as many of Annette's old former students. I shouldn't say the word old; that was the wrong choice of words. Former students in King Cove and outside of the borough here, her former students are all over. So that's currently circulating, and then we have a large retirement party planned for her down at one of her favorite places here in King Cove, down at the ball field. We're doing it. It's hard. We fight back tears whenever we talk about it. She's going to be so greatly missed here. Impossible to fill her shoes. But thank you for the question. Yeah, I'd be happy to keep you guys updated. Pictures will be circulating all around for correspondence. So thank you for the time to answer that.
Thank you. Carla, did you have anything else?
Nope, that's all I had.
Thank you. Jade?
I just want to thank the board for selecting me to serve our school district. I look forward to it.
Thank you. Harlan?
Yep, just wanted to welcome Jade. Thank you.
Thank you, Harlan. For me, I just definitely want to thank Jackie Brandel for her years of service, her commitment to our school district. We definitely appreciated her when she was on the board. I want to say welcome to Jade as well. Looking forward to working with you. And for our teachers, we've had a long year for sure with COVID and everything in all of our sites. And we're almost at the finish line. I'm happy to hear good positive things coming out of our communities. People are getting excited for graduation. We have our close-up kids are in DC now on their way to New York tomorrow. That's very exciting that they get to do that. I truly appreciate that. I want to also thank Annette for her service. It's definitely a tough one, and we are going to miss her completely. Those are some big shoes that we're going to try to fill up for sure. Yeah, that's a tough one for me. She was definitely my teacher as well in, I think it was maybe middle school. I'm not going to say my age, but she was my teacher as well. But beyond that, I don't have any other comments. The next item is agenda items for next meeting. I don't have my governance calendar, but it looks like we will definitely have the third reading of our fiscal year 23 budget. And Cheryl, do you have our...
It's my office. I can get that.
Madam Board Chair, do I have permission to speak here?
Yes, please.
So we do have Timmy Tullis coming out on the 26th of May, I believe. And so that's going to be an adjustment to the existing board meeting date. And so I just wanted to throw that out there as we forward plan for that. It's been a long time coming. She's been very difficult to book during the pandemic. And I know that the multiple conversations that we've had, any kind of virtual training is, just very inferior compared to face-to-face. So it's a matter of where the board desires to conduct that training. But the 26th was the date that was discussed. So, right, Cheryl, isn't that right?
I don't think I heard the date she was coming.
Yeah, 26th. Okay. And so there'll be more on that.
So is that that's going to be a training?
Yeah, she's gonna just, now we have other new board members, so she'll be providing training. And Rita, she had requested that you and I get together and just talk about topics, so we can do that, in the next week.
That sounds works for great. You. Yes.
Okay. All right.
There are a couple of items, the board self eval and the review of the school climate and connectedness survey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some trip reports.
Would we have school trip reports during that time, or they would be out of school by then?
Right.
They at least have some written.
We want to see pictures at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear that. I'm a boy mom for sure this trip, and I'm barely seeing any pictures of my son on close up, but I know he's been busy, so I completely would appreciate pictures. Thank you. That would be a good way for them to update if we could ask the chaperones if we could get some type of a written up report with some pictures of our school district just to put in the packet would be great.
Madam President, since you're bringing it up, may I just address that real quickly? You're a parent, I'm sure you think a lot about Carter. So in our at a glance, I got an update from Ms. Garjulis on Tuesday morning on the close-up kids. I got a whole bunch of pictures, and I know that you're out of town, Rita, but I put it in our at-a-glance newsletter. So that's circulating in town, but I'd be – and I also, at the behest of the board in the workshop, shared that with Cheryl to go out as board correspondents this afternoon. So you should get that. It's filled with pictures. I think there's at least half a dozen pictures on there, probably more, and a short little update on what they've been doing and the experience that they've had. It's been very positive. And I plan on doing a follow-up update at the end of the week as they get ready to wrap up their trip. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
This is Carla. I have a question. We're asking Dave to redo the budget again, or what are we, I mean, my feeling is how much more can he cut, and shouldn't we have a workshop with him or the borough or somebody to figure out how we're going to do this? I mean, he can keep revising it, and if we're not accepting it, he has to know what we need or want him to do.
Those are good points, Carla. I agree, so we could move forward, that we do need to all be on the same page and look at it. And I think that was mentioned about getting with the borough or having a joint meeting is what exactly that Hillary mentioned. But yes, we should, I guess, would the appropriate thing to be, would be maybe a workshop in regards to the budget.
Their meeting is the second Thursday of every month. So their next meeting is May 12th.
And if I may, Madam Board Chair.
Yes.
So with Dave's communication that he and I discussed to the borough, there may be some feedback from Annie, well in advance of that time frame. So am I right, Dave?
Through the chair, yes, that's the anticipated result.
So the picture is, the situation is evolving, but I'm certain that we'll hear back, at least in an initial sense, sometime soon. But a good question nonetheless.
Thank you. Any other agenda items for the next meeting? Hearing none, we'll move down to the date, time, and location of the next meeting. So I know we talked about with Timmy coming on May 26th. Do we want to have a board meeting right around the same time?
Yes, that would be, if I may speak, I think it would be a great opportunity to have a meeting out in King Cove, because we haven't had a meeting in King Cove for that at that particular time, to have her be able to you know, come on site. We haven't yet had one out in King Cove this year. So that would be my two cents if there are any comments or thoughts.
And that is my thoughts as well, that we should have it in King Cove. Definitely that last week would be perfect. So would we want to have it the day after, or I'm not sure the logistics of what day.
I'd like to double check with her on that, and then just I think she was thinking that maybe that would be, you know, an elongated work session or training for the board. So if I may, just let me reach out to her tomorrow and clarify what her thoughts were.
Is it possible to maybe get her change her dates a little bit earlier to do the ferry?
To do the ferry?
Yeah, I think
the 19th is when it's sailing.
Yeah. Oh. A week earlier.
The I mean, like her schedule is insane to get her out. I mean, I honestly been trying all year to get her out here, and I mean, I just think those were the dates that kind of, you know, crystallized. And I apologize, but she
has. Yeah. Nope. Patrick is correct. Yeah, her schedule is very busy, and that is kind of a date we had to hurry up and set with her a few weeks ago, possibly, if not even longer, Patrick. But yeah, I don't think the dates are changeable for her. So I guess we'll just wait, and then let Cheryl, if you could let us know what Patrick finds out with which day would be preferred with Timmy's schedule and having a meeting right after the board training, or, you know, during her doing a board training during our workshop afternoon. But if you could just let us know what the recommendation would be.
Absolutely. I will do that, and I will reach out to her tomorrow, Rita, or excuse me, Madam Board President.
Thank you. So next item is executive session, superintendent board relations, superintendent contract, superintendent's evaluation.
Make a motion to move into executive session.
Hillary, I'll second.
I have a motion made by Harlan and a second by Hillary to go into executive session.
To include Clint?
Yes, I was just going to say that. Thank you. Can we extend an invite for Clint, our attorney?
Yes, would like to invite Clint, please. Harlan here.
Thank you, Harlan. So I have a motion to go into executive session by Harlan, second by Hillary, to go into executive session at 9:28. Can I get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.